we are joined by Mr. Brian Olina of the EAA staff, and he's here to talk about youth programs and things of that nature.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Well, we're doing good. We understand you've got all kinds of great things you want to talk about this morning.
Yeah, we're going to talk about our youth programs and some of the things we've got going there with the Young Eagles program and the first flight lesson.
We're real excited to see what's going on as far as the air show goes. We've got some great participation out there and a lot of volunteers. What we're really going to talk about is our flight plan program. We call it the Young Eagle Flight Plan. Really what it is a continuation of the Young Eagles program. Years ago, the Young Eagles program came about, and we've flown nearly 1.6 million kids in the last about 18 years now.
And has it really been going that long?
It has. It's been going for a long time. Steve Boos and the staff has done a wonderful job building that program into, well, it's really the premier aviation program for kids to get them involved in aviation. And what we're trying to do, last year I brought on staff full-time to develop a continuation of that, if you will. It started with Sporty's Next Step program, which is a free online ground school offered to all Young Eagles. Sporty's pilot shops provide that free of charge to any Young Eagle. We recommend age 13 and over, but younger kids have done it. And after that, we decided to keep developing a program. And what we've come up with now is the flight plan concept, if you will. What it is you take a Young Eagle flight as a Young Eagle, that's ages 8 to 17, then you're eligible for the Sporty's Online Ground School. After that, you are now eligible for a free flight lesson. EAA will pay for a free flight lesson for students 14 and over once you complete the first half of the Sporty's program. Sporty's is broken into two parts. So you complete part one of the Sporty's program after your Young Eagle flight. EAA will send the student a voucher that's good for $120 at a local flight school. We reimburse the flight school. Student gets a free hour lesson with a flight instructor. When they complete the entire course, there's some assistance for taking the FAA knowledge exam, the written test, and we'll help with that. And we also have scholarships available. We have $1,500 monthly flight awards, we call them, that are paid to the flight schools of the student's choice to help them fly. We also offer $7,500 flight training scholarships. We awarded our first scholarship earlier this year to a young man, Tyler Stargardt, out of Wisconsin here. He's at the show tonight. Today, he'll be here today and tomorrow, and we'll be at the gathering tonight, our fundraiser. And a very sharp young man, and he completed his private pilot license 2 days after his 17th birthday.
Nice.
In January, he started the Sporty's program. In February, he started flying. March, he soloed. April, he passed his written. And 2 days after his 17th birthday in June, he became a private pilot. Had another young man.
That's driven.
It really is. Well, ironically, we had another young man also named Tyler, Tyler Whitney out of Michigan, who was the very first one to pass this private pilot written with the Sporty's program back, I don't know, it was January or February. With weather delays and stuff, he was a few days after the other Tyler taking his actual flight exam, but now we have both of them. Tyler Whitney was here last night with us at the Young Eagles banquet. We had over 900 volunteers there, and we recognized some great help with that program. So we're really happy about the program. It's called the Flight Plan. We've got a lot of good things coming.
I'm curious. Has EAA been able to keep records on how many of the Young Eagles actually have gone on to become pilots?
You know, we don't really have accurate records. And the reason is, when the kids were younger, there were no emails. So we didn't collect a lot of that data to go back. You really got to be careful with kids nowadays and how much contact you have with them after a free program. You know, there's some issues there. Nowadays, one thing that is going to allow us to keep in touch with these kids is announced yesterday is a free EA membership to all Young Eagles up to age 19. It will expire on their 19th birthday. That's presented by Embry-Riddle. Embry-Riddle University stepped up, and they're going to help us fund this free student membership to any Young Eagle, and it'll be valid until the student's 19th birthday. That allows us to keep in touch. That'll allow us to track them a little bit better and find out how they're doing and encourage them to continue flying, essentially.
Keep the spark alive.
Absolutely.
This membership, it includes all of the benefits of an EAA membership. They get the monthly magazine, the e-zine, and all that stuff.
Well, the magazine will be delivered digitally. You got to remember, for us guys that maybe have a little more gray on our heads, I'm looking around the room this morning. I'm in that category too. We like an actual magazine for a number of reasons. we won't go into. But anyway, there's a lot of reasons we like a hard copy of a magazine. Kids nowadays, they like to do everything online. And we have a wonderful digital example of our Sport Aviation Online. You can actually see the pages and turn the pages. So that is the big difference, is they will get a digital version of Sport Aviation. But they have access to all the newsletters, the discounts to get into AirVenture. They also will have a membership card that will be issued to their 19th birthday. But it'll be a typical EA membership, with the exception of the hard copy of the magazine.
This is a pretty good deal you guys got going. How did you come up with this?
Well, it was a concept we talked about. A lot of this got started over a year ago with Hal Shevers and the people at Sporties. A lot of us have been asked for years. I've been an EA member for many, many years, a chapter coordinator at my local chapter for Young Eagles. I've flown over 100 Young Eagles myself, and we always wondered what's next. Last year, Hal at Sporties and the group stepped up and offered this free online ground school. It's a $215 value for you or I to buy this from Sporties. It's a private pilot ground school, and I think they're charging $215 right now.
Have you been getting a lot of interest in this program?
We will pass 4,000 registrations this month, and that's a pretty new program. So these are kids that are motivated. They've all had their Young Eagle flight, and they're taking their first the next step, if you will. So Sporty's got this rolling last year. Sporty's has been a big supporter of youth programs here. He stepped up to the plate. To date, they've given well over $500,000 just in software or courses, not to mention they make a sizable contribution to the youth programs here at EAA, as well as others, and they're one of the big sponsors, the big providers that help us. Embry-Riddle, like I say, has stepped up to the plate. We're very pleased with them. It was just announced yesterday that Rolls-Royce is going to help us with some scholarship for flight training. I mentioned we have flight training scholarships available. Jim and Angela Thompson also funded some money to come up with for the money that we have for the Harrison Ford scholarships, and they're going to also sponsor some flight training scholarships for us as well. So we've got a lot of stuff coming in. The gathering tonight's our big fundraiser for youth programs, and we think it'll be a great
tonight,
fundraiser.
Tonight at the gathering, you are auctioning off that one-of-a-kind SR71 Mustang, courtesy of Ford.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful car. A little different paint scheme. It's SR71, so it's kind of got that non-reflective type of paint. It's a one-of-a-kind, totally unique vehicle. And we're sure it'll raise some money. There's for car collectors. It's a wonderful car. It's a truly one of a kind. And,
well, the average going price on the last three cars that they auctioned off were what, about between half and three quarters of a million?
Yeah, they were all in $500,000 range, I would say.
Okay, I'm out of that auction.
Yeah, me too.
We have over 1,000 people will be there tonight bidding on different packages and things, including one of the red Volkswagens. Next year, you'll be able to buy. They're auctioning off the right to use a Volkswagen here for the entire week during the show next year.
Oh, wow.
And I think it also includes a hotel package at the Hilton, and we think that'll raise some money, too. So the people that want to come here and drive around and have access to things on the grounds will have one of the red Volkswagens like Tom does.
Nice. That'd be great. I lost my question. Give me a second. Oh, if you know a Young Eagle that flew maybe 2-3 years ago as a Young Eagle, can they still jump into this new program?
Absolutely. As far as the Sporties program goes, there's no age limit. You know, if you flew as Young Eagle 10 years ago at 14 and you're 24 now, you can still have the free online ground school. Some of the other programs expire based on age, pretty much at age 19 right now for the flight training and that type of stuff, because we're trying to get the current kids involved. The student membership as well, if you were a Young Eagle 2 or 3 years ago, you'll be able to come back and register online. The free student membership, I should mention, doesn't start until October. We've got some issues that we're working out for behind the scenes, but October 20th is the official launch date of the free student membership. And that will be free to all Young Eagles, and it's good to their 19th birthday. So if they've been a Young Eagle 5 years ago, they're not 19 yet, all they have to do is fill out a quick online form, and there'll be a free student membership in EAA.
You know, the thing that really impresses me is that you people have a lot of high-profile sponsors in this thing. I mean, Embry-Riddle and Sporties. These are both major players in aviation, and I think it's just fantastic that we can get them on board to inspire the next generation of pilots.
Well, and it's not just them. ConocoPhillips for years has been a huge supporter of the program. SC Johnson has endowed the program initially, and we've got quite a few other programs.
That's amazing. It's really heartening to see that people are taking an interest in the next generation of pilots, because, you know, every year they're always saying, we have pilot shortages. We need more, 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 more. And the military's not cutting them loose as much as they used to now.
Nope, and we're hoping this will the Young Eagles flight plan will help solve some of that. We'll encourage some of those people that have the desire that can no longer walk up because their fences at the airport can no longer get up and get a free flight. Maybe we can help them through this program.
Real quick, where can we find you on the airfield?
Well, we have a student membership booth in the or a student activities booth, if you will, at the membership tent at the Welcome Center. There's also a Young Eagles booth as well. So the membership area is probably the best place to get the student activity stuff.
And what's the website?
Well, you can go to youngeagles.org, certainly. That'll have most of the links on there. And that'll have the variety of stuff, youngeagles.org.
Okay.
Very good, Brian. Thank you very much.
Yep,
Brian,
glad to be
thanks,
here.
Thanks for stopping by. We're talking to Brian Olina, who is, according to what I have here, is the EAA Youth Program Manager. He's got some very exciting news here.
He's got a big title.
Yeah, he's got a big title. He's got a big job, too.
I bet he has a rubber tree plant in his office.
I would, too.
Office?
Oh, okay.
You're another one stuck in a cube farm, then.
All right. Well, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this, indeed, is EAA Radio.